Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Valentina's cooking dinner.
Ah, what's for dinner?
Goslamese.
Goslamese? Yeah, yeah, like the bread with the stuff in it.
Yeah.
Making it from scratch or buying it?
From scratch.
Wow. This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Adam. I can't do that. It's just a funny bit. This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Adam absolutely losing it.
And ends with Lunga watching on as Reki and Adam race towards the finish line. This is minute 20 of episode 11, King versus Nobody.
Four minutes left.
Is that right? Did I say the right minute?
Yeah, you did. Okay, that feels like, oh, but it feels wrong. It feels like it's been a long beef, but a quick episode.
I agree. I feel like this episode has sped. You know what I wonder? I wonder if it's like because we're getting so close to the end, it feels like everything's getting faster.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Much like Adam is getting faster as he gets closer to the end.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Welcome to Infinite Minute, everyone. This is an anime by minute podcast. And we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jonathan. I don't even need to say anything. Just like my little face makes you laugh. Shit, he's lost it, huh?
Yes, and we got the answer to our question from last episode. How are they going to change this? And surprisingly, it was the same thing, really.
Yeah, they really made it work. They made it's it just work. Like a little, like, I don't know, one of the little quirks of English is that unforgivable works better than I'll never forgive you.
Yeah, I loved that.
I loved it too. I thought both were fantastic.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. And I got to say that the first watch through when Koyasu screamed and like Adam just went like full Super Saiyan, that was, that really got me. I was like, what the fuck?
That moment is so good.
Yeah. He just lit up like adult gone level. Like it was full on.
I just always in my head that fucking ED. Good ED.
So good.
Yeah. I love that they use the second verse of it. They're just like, this isn't going to waste. Yeah, we're going to use the whole thing.
So
but yeah, Adam looks like he's burning up in the sun. Like his anger is that.
Yeah, he's literally hectic. On fire.
Yeah.
Spontaneous combustion.
I feel like the way that Koyasu delivered it with that subtlety kind of like belied that moment, that turn, whereas David was like leading towards that anger the whole time.
Yes, exactly.
Subtle difference.
Because it could have been like, well, actually, they probably both could have gone the way of being like, I'm utterly humiliated or I will never, ever recover from this or whatever, you know, like, or I will never ever skate again or whatever you want to say. But I think it's a fun little bait and switch that they did there.
It is, yeah. And I think, like, it's supported by, like, this just red hot animation.
It's
so sick.
Crazy.
I wish we got to see more of Adam, like, skating down and catching up. I wish we got to see more of that. It felt like kind of like jumped ahead a bit. Yes. It always feels like that when they get to the factory though, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they must have been very close to the factory to begin with.
Yeah,
but,
true.
To be fair, he was lying on the ground for a very long time and this race is meant to be only like 4 minutes. So
yeah, right?
I don't know where the other time
also went. Just the funniness of Tadashi being like, am I going to see this guy fucking lose? Out of nowhere, like all this other stuff's happening. It's just like, is this going to happen?
Is this going to happen? What the fuck? What? Oh my God.
Love that for him. Anyway, we start with Adam on his hands and knees.
Yes.
He is utterly, eternally unforgivable.
oh, this moment, even if you kind of like step your way through it, is like scary.
Mm.
Oof. But Reki enters the factory first.
Yeah.
He did it.
It's the redhead.
It's the redhead. Not Adam.
No, not burning hot white orange Adam scary anime moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super Saiyan.
I do love that they keep like the raindrops on Reki when he comes in as well. And we get the close up. Like,
yeah.
It's a nice little.
It's a really cute close up too. And it's definitely like moments before disaster. Like, I've done it.
I've won.
I'm going to be skating with Lunga.
He's so confident. It's cute. But yeah. Even like Lunga is as well. Like, you see Lunga and he's just so happy. Yeah.
Misplaced confidence.
The way that Howard called out to him was adorable.
Even Matt's delivery, next I'll be skating against Lunga. It's like, I've done it.
You got this, Reki, almost there.
Just a little encouragement.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
I think I didn't realize that they were actually inside the factory this whole time.
I'll tell you what, I don't think they were. I reckon they just teleported here.
Because they were watching the screen.
They were definitely outside.
Right.
They were legitimately outside. And like the minute Reki arrives at the factory, they all just suddenly appear in the factory.
Okay, so I'm not crazy then.
I don't think you are, no.
Cool.
I don't think they were in the factory to begin with, no.
I didn't think so either. They were outside.
Yeah, they were definitely outside. Like there's long shots of the back of them that they recycled from other episodes.
Right, yes.
The one where Cherry looks like he's in the balaclava.
Yes, you're yes, okay. Yeah. So I'm not
he's
crazy.
Snood.
This is good.
No, you're not crazy.
Okay, good.
And here's Tadashi. I didn't even realize this was out loud. Tadashi being like, I'm about to see my boss get
curbsomed. He does say it.
Yeah, I thought it was internal mon. Oh, log.
You could have just stopped at mon and I would have just known exactly what you meant.
Internal mon.
I love that you could have let yourself do it though.
No. That girl called Mon that we all have inside, who just tells us how we're feeling, our internal Mon.
Oh, it's kind of a sweet way to think about it.
Well, some people don't have an internal Mon.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Mm, how bizarre.
I mean, we've talked about this. You think you have aphantasia or don't whatever it's called, don't you?
I honestly don't think I do now. Because, again, we're having this conversation the other day where people are like, when you're reading a novel, do you, like, see the characters? Do you, like, see the things happening? And I'm like, completely. Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe I don't have aphantasia.
I think
I was conflating my feelings of having aphantasia with not being able to draw.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because I was listening to someone talking about it who thought they had it but can draw really well.
Yes, got you. Sometimes, though, I think that if I think too hard about it, I think that I have it because I'll be like, all right, think of an apple. And then I'm like,
hard for what you want.
I'm like, I can't. What does an apple look like? I've never seen. You know what I mean? Like, if I think too hard about it, I can't think of it. But then I, like, you know, read a book and I can see everything. So it's.
Well, you see the characters, you have an idea of the characters in your mind of locations and stuff like that. You see it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I can't say you.
I think there's levels of it though, because like I can definitely see things, but like sometimes people don't have faces and stuff like that. So it's like, it's very, I think it's a spectrum.
Mm.
You know?
Like a lot of things.
Mm.
We think too black and white. Everything really is like on a scale of some and none.
Some and none, yeah. Some and none.
Very, very specific. My scientific scale of some and
to
none. Well, zero and one, isn't it? It's the difference between zero and one and infinity.
That's
and
terrifying.
Skating for to it.
Terrifying.
This is just, I'm just explaining Gojo's power from Jujutsu Kaisen right now.
You really are, actually. Yeah, shit.
I'm behind again on Jujutsu Kaisen. How did that happen?
How did that
I've
happen?
I've been behind on the anime forever, but the manga I fell behind again.
Oh, no. It's because everyone
just happens.
Died.
Spoilers. But yeah, they did.
So sad.
I'm picking up speed.
Music's getting hype again. Love this.
Yeah. Reki's made it down the staircase relatively quickly. Yeah, doesn't that mean he's like actually at the finish line?
Pretty much. There's not much left to go after the staircase.
And there's still half a minute left and he's like, doesn't make it any closer.
He really doesn't. And also, like, if his wheel is about to fall off, you would think it would fall off while he's going down the stairs.
Down the stairs. How did he get to, did he, like, pick up the skateboard and run?
I don't know.
Taking two steps
maybe,
at a time.
Maybe he took the hook shortcut
yeah.
as well.
Like Adam did. Fucking hell. It's so funny when he did that.
The Tarzan.
Out of nowhere. The Brendan Fraser.
So hot in that.
Remember when, like, breaking the fourth wall didn't used to be, like, it, like, it's a gimmick, but, like, that movie didn't make it feel like a gimmick, whereas I feel like any Marvel thing that breaks the fourth wall is like, oh.
Yeah, Judge of the Jungle is, like, part of the charm of Judge of the Jungle.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it. Because the narrator is, like, a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
why it's so good.
He's the fifth character. Unforgivable. How do you even prepare for that day in the recording booth?
Oh, gosh. You have to hype yourself up so much, like drink like 12 coffees. Yeah. Surely.
Smash a few mothers. And I'm talking about the energy drink. Not women who bear child. No. The first time I ever had an energy drink, because we're old enough that we were of an age when energy drinks, like, came out.
Yeah. There was a time in our lives when Red Bull did not exist.
Like.
How weird is that to think about?
Right? I was obsessed with V. I used to, like, collect the cans, and I had a wall of V cans. Very cool child.
I used to, when my eating disorder was really bad, I used to meal replace with V's.
Maybe an overshare, Katie. No, this is a safe space. It's a safe space. Did you have a favorite flavor, or were you just on the
Ridgy
Didge? The sugar free, right? Mm. I loved berry.
Ooh.
Yeah, the red one, the maroon can. But yes. I was going to say the first time when energy drinks and like, energy bars and stuff like that came out, I had like a bar and a drink in the same night and ended up just like vomiting because I was like 14.
Oh, dude, like 15. When we used to go out, we would do vodka Red Bulls and then a Jager bombs,
crazy.
And I would have like three or four of those a night, maybe more sometimes if it was a big night.
Three or four heart attacks.
Yeah.
I remember Jager bombs being like ridiculously cheap too.
Yeah, because there's not really much alcohol in it. It's just shoddy Jager.
Yeah,
I suppose. But
with a Red Bull, that's Red crazy, Bull. Right?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
And we were all doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all pretty fucked. It's all poison, but
yeah, it's true.
That's
it's
just me.
True. No. The hangover I had yesterday felt like I was literally like detoxing poisons out of my system.
Well, you were.
I was.
Yeah.
But I could feel it.
You feel it seeping out of the pores. Yeah. Imagine that. So like gross. It's a Ghibli film. You can see the water coming out.
Oh, God. I was like, I'm going to drink again.
And then it'll
next
happen.
Weekend.
It's been 6 years for me and ooh. I'm still good.
Good for you. Proud of you.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about it the other day and they're like, so you don't drink? And I'm like, no. And he's like, any vices? And I'm like, not that I'm telling you about. I don't know.
You could be a cop.
Yeah. I'm not telling you about all these torrents. and neither will you have to because we're sponsored today by NordVPN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Adam's skating towards the factory at an alarming rate. In fact, yes. He skips from going downhill to in the factory in 1 second.
It's so fast, so full on, unforgivable. And actually, his mouth isn't even moving when he says that last one.
Just gritting the teeth. Unforgivable!
Recky looks back. Like lemon
I just tried
grab.
Doing it. Emily hates lemon
is
grab.
That, is it unforgivable that he says? What does he say? It's not unforgivable.
Unacceptable.
Is it? Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Oh, how that's Justin Roiland, isn't it?
Jesus. All that lemon hope stuff. Like, even watching it back, I did not enjoy any of that.
Lemon hope. I don't know what that part
is. You never got that far. It's like a character who's like the hope of the lemon people.
Oh, no, I never got up to that part.
Lemon grab gets like his own kingdom.
Oh, shit.
You might have seen that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I've seen the one where he has, like, a little toy child. Does that...
Yeah, he has his own kingdom there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the Grables. Yeah, one of the five short Grable episodes.
I
love the Grable episodes. They're great. Even though they're mostly filler, I love them.
I think it's a little child thing that it's like a little toy.
Yeah, it's like a little puppet. Yeah, and they fight over it, and then he eats the other lemon grab.
That's it.
It's really fucking brutal.
Yeah, that, for a I remember kid's show. Seeing that one. That's fucking weird.
Yeah. Not a great character.
No.
And even worse now with the Justin Roiland shit. It's like unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
I don't accept this. And as soon as Adam enters the factory, everything gets a red tint.
Yes, it gets LX guy is just on. He's like, oh, Adam enters red.
Yeah, can we get red those Adam? Can we get those Adam movers? Oh my god, I went so fucking tangent on tangents here, but I think we talked about the new theater at GPAC.
Yeah,
the movers are so the first time I saw a dome, the show in the show that we both saw. Which we won't speak on.
Yes.
I saw a dome come out, and I was just like, I looked up immediately because I love theatre.
Yes.
I don't just love watching what's happening on stage. I look up. I look at the rig. There's no human there. The light's just moving by itself. I'm like, is this an automated mover?
Whoa.
No. I talked to Paul Jackson after the show. Paul Jackson. Paul,
yes.
Paul Thomas.
Yes. Paul, I knew you meant yes.
Paul Thomas after the show.
I somehow I knew who you meant. I was just like, I don't know who
Jackson,
you meant.
Paul Jackson Thomas. he is operating the dome from like somewhere backstage, and it's like,
oh, and there's like a remote control kind of thing.
It's a remote control dome, and he's like, there's a little delay, so it's a bit weird.
Oh no, I don't like that at all.
And then, this is like way too inside baseball, I'll probably cut this. I talked to Kim Sutton.
Yeah. I knew that she was stage managing it.
Yeah, she was stage managing it. She is telling us about all the flies are automated.
Oh.
Yeah. There's no people on flies anymore. It's all automated, which is its own like logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
Because if a fly is moving, you better get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. There's no one
like
there
you should
that's
do that with a human anyway,
yeah.
But a human will like pull on the rope and use their weight to help you not get killed. But now,
holy shit,
the that's... flies are automated. This is amateur theater. It's like crazy that this is like becoming like so, I guess, pro-ish.
Yeah, and so like she would have to not just call the things, but she'd have to actually do it.
She does
as well.
The mech. She presses the button for the mech. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The game has changed.
The game has changed.
Yeah.
In GPAC.
Yeah, what the fuck? Or GAC, as it were.
GAC, so never
Everybody's
say.
Getting GAC'd down in Geelong.
I mean, that also.
Anyway, local theatre tangent over.
Redwash in the factory. Recky.
Redwash.
Recky's wheel does a little wobble.
Mmm, his wheel's got the wobbles.
And we get the split screen again. Persona split wheels. Screen.
I loved the split screen.
Yeah, and I loved Matt's delivery too.
Yeah.
That was great.
So good.
Yeah, you could really feel the terror.
The fear.
Yeah, the fear was
Imagine,
real.
He's like, Adam's like a shark here is what it reminded me of. Like just bearing down on its prey.
Yeah.
So cool.
So scary. It's just a guy
cool,
on a
man.
Skateboard.
Yeah, bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
But really, we shouldn't be in so tender. We shouldn't be in their territory in the first place.
Sharks. I thought you were like skateboarders.
That too.
Oh, yeah. Anytime someone's like, oh, a person got killed by a shark, I'm always like, well, it's not the shark's fault.
But to be fair, it is kind of the same with skateboarders, though. Whenever, like, an old lady walks through a skateboard and she's just like, what are you doing? It's like, lady, you could see, like, they're clearly in the space.
Yeah.
Your spatial awareness is, like, just as bad.
Exactly.
If not.
Yeah.
Adam takes the hook shortcut.
He does. He jumps off the girder.
Catwalk.
Not the girder, the catwalk, you're right. And it looks like he's going to land in the crowd of people and they all freak out. But
screams.
They scream, but he grabs a hook.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. So there's just a hook hanging from
Spider-Man.
The roof.
His web connects them all.
Oh, Spider-Man.
I will never watch Madam Web.
No, I
But I feel like I have watched it.
Yeah, same.
Like, I went through a whole Twitter thread of, like, stream highlights of someone who streamed it.
Oh, my God. I feel bad because I love Adam Scott, but, like, what is he doing in this?
I didn't know he was in it until I saw someone tweet about it, and I'm just like, it literally is doing all the advertising for this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Every time I see something. Now I've cottoned onto it, like every time I see someone post about it now, I'm like, oh, Jono was right. This is
I'm probably
marketing.
Not, but I'm just cynical in that way.
I have heard that it is fun, though. Like, it's a fun bad watch.
Yeah, it's like a so bad it's good. Yeah. Do you need to know Spider-Man? Because, like...
Apparently not. I don't think you need personally. To. I don't think it's really connected to Spider-Man in the slightest, apart from the fact that Adam Scott is Uncle Ben.
Ben. I feel like I've seen the first one of each of the Spider-Mans, and that's it, if you know what I mean.
You've never seen Spider-Man 2?
I have seen Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yes. My God. I was about to say that is the best one.
It is the best one.
I was worried for
and
a second.
In saying that, I have not seen the new boy.
I haven't seen any of the Tom Holland ones.
Yeah, that's
him. No interest in seeing the Tom Holland ones.
No.
Just
new
again.
Boy. She's going to do it. I can see it happening. Look into the light, Caitlin. Bless you.
Thank you.
It's a sneezer-armor. he takes the hook onto another catwalk.
Yeah, how many catwalks are in this place?
Suddenly off the skateboard. The logistics here are a bit fucked. Hits some pipes with the skateboard.
With some pipes?
Well, is he hitting pipes with pipes or is he hitting pipes with skateboard?
With the skateboard.
That's it looks like he's hitting it with
question.
The skateboard.
That's what I
so
thought
did he, like,
too.
Jump off the skateboard? And who put those pipes there?
I mean, yeah, first of all, who put those pipes there? Second of all... Yeah, did he get off the skateboard? Sorry, my nose is...
You got some mad hay fever. What's going on?
I don't know.
Have you got like a Claritin, a Zyrtec?
I'll take one after this.
Non-sponsored podcast.
he jumps off the board to smack the pipes away, but then he jumps back on the board, I think.
To catch up.
He calls him a loser also, which is very funny.
So funny. And then it looks like Cherry, who also just looks like a 1980s feminine hero.
He looks like Utena.
He does. And Joe with 20 abs look like they're outside again, but they're obviously inside, right? Or are they outside?
I think they're, well, maybe they're outside and Lunga is run inside, maybe? I don't know.
Guess he's back in it. Or I liked What a Guy. What a guy. Makes you cry.
He's gaining on you as well. Like, Jono did a really good job at, like, pushing that.
He's gaining on you.
Yeah.
The
intensity.
Pushed the needle.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
That's what got my heart rate up to 70. And I was like, oh, am I going to zone 2 this bad boy? No, I didn't.
Jump on the treadmill. And then, yeah, he talks about...
This is a good minute.
It's good.
Dude, like, it's taken us so long to just, like, pull it apart. So much happens.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happens.
Nothing happens. So good. He works out that he thinks it was when he crashed. When he said he crashed, I'm guessing he means when he fell off the, when he jumped off the cliff, right?
Which one? That wasn't a crash, though. That was purposeful.
I don't know.
I honestly think this is just like a throwaway line where they have to be like, oh, his wheel is broken. Like, he didn't, like, there's maybe so many moments where he crashed. They could have been more specific. Like, oh, this could have happened when.
Yeah, it like, feels Adam a bit, me. It feels a little bit like, lazy
bit as of a well noodle incident,
because this is exactly how Joe and Lunga's beef ended.
True,
you know,
a little repeat of the old my board's whack,
yeah,
so the other guy can catch up,
yeah, which is shitty because it's such a good beef, but like this is the second time we're relying on this way to end it,
this trope of damaged goods.
Mm.
Adam's the only damaged goods we need.
He's doing it for all of us.
Yeah. Hang in there a little longer for me, board.
That was cute. I actually thought he said, when anyway, he said that was so adorable.
Reminded me of the Love Hotel moment where he's like, every board has a story.
Oh, that's so cute.
Which was only in the English, but like, yeah, personifying it, talking to it was pretty cute.
Yeah. And Lunga is just... staring on.
Determined. Trunks moment.
And then it kind of ends on this very, like, weird zone moment. Abstract tunnel vision kind of moment of Ricky and Adam, like, racing towards the finish line.
Yeah, and where it ends is, like, pretty, like, dodgy. They're far away. Which is great. Fast. Because if you were just watching it, it'd be like, snap, they're here. Yeah, oh, my God, they're coming at me. But for us, it's just like, what's this weird, like, urethra they're in?
Of all the things to choose.
I don't know why my brain went there, Caitlin. I honestly don't know.
That's the minute.
That is the minute. You know the urethra is a tube? It goes all the way up
to
there.
What?
Just the hole? Just the tip?
It's just the bladder and just the hole. There's nothing. Just the bladder is right there with the hole.
You're just a hole.
Jesus Christ. What was your favorite moment?
That's the worst thing I've said to you. I'm so sorry. That's so rude.
You're forgiven.
I really deeply apologize.
No,
it was a bit. It's got to be the scream, right? It took me. It shook me.
Yeah, it was full on.
Yeah. Unforgivable, Never Forgive You. Like, both worked. The animation was lit.
Mm.
We didn't even talk about the violins that happened at that moment.
Oh, my God, yes.
So, like, just, like, immediately gets the, you know, rustles the jimmies, as the kids would say 20 years ago.
Kids would say 20 years ago.
What was your favorite moment?
I think I have to do the same. It was such a cool moment. I was not expecting it. Like,
not at all. How did we forget?
It really threw me. It was so cool.
How did we forget that moment?
I don't know, but it was sick. It was so cool.
That was sick.
Yeah, great, man. I'm so excited for the rest of this.
Yeah, I feel bad that we stopped ourselves here, but it's going to be funny to come back to this urethra and just, like, continue on the journey through the rest of the year and retract.
Exactly.
Sometime, I'm going to listen back to this and just be like, Chai. Come on, man.
Oh, shit.
You don't have to be the smartest. Sometimes you can just be.
You could just be.
And you could be tweeting at us, infinite_minute, on Twitter.
Or you could email us at or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
At email. Night, Caitlin.
Bye.
Night, everyone.
Oh, shit.
Well, good morning.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.